From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama has strongly condemned the violence in Libya, saying it needs to stop. Mr. Obama also saying the whole world is watching what is happening there, and he said the bloodshed does not end, there will be consequences.
In a volatile situation like this one, it is imperative that the nations and peoples of the world speak with one voice, and that has been our focus. Yesterday, a unanimous UN Security Council sent a clear message that it condemns the violence in Libya, supports accountability for the perpetrators, and stands with the Libyan people.
The president was joined by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who will travel to Geneva to take part in international talks on the situation. The Obama administration has said it's working with other countries to help get Americans out of Libya. Some Americans are aboard a ferry waiting to travel to Malta to board flights there. In New York, Libyans rallied at the United Nations building today. NPR's Robert Smith reports they carried signs condemning Gaddafi and calling on President Obama to take action.
A couple of dozen men laid their protest signs on the street in front of the UN, and then they knelt down on them, praying. Sam Bayou, who immigrated from Libya decades ago, said he was sending out his hopes for his country and that the UN would take action soon.
We would like them to step in and intervene by supporting, so there's no outside influences, condemning what Gaddafi is doing and supporting the Libyan people.
Specifically, Bayou felt that the UN should declare a no-fly zone to keep other countries from meddling in Libya. The Libyans came to the UN from across the East Coast. Unlike the Egyptian community, Libyans in the Northeast are spread around the region and not concentrated in one neighborhood. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
The Environmental Protection Agency today released new rules to cut toxic air pollution from refineries, chemical plants, factories, and smaller facilities. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports the rules are coming at a time when Republicans are accusing the EPA of hurting the economy with overzealous regulation.
The mercury, soot, lead, and other harmful pollutants from boilers and incinerators can cause disabilities in children, cancer, and other serious health problems. The agency says its new rules will avoid thousands of heart attacks and premature deaths each year. It also will prevent tens of thousands of asthma attacks. Gina McCarthy heads the EPA's air pollution programs. She says the agency found many ways to limit expenses for businesses.
We certainly have cut the cost associated with these rules in half.
Still, industry representatives say paper mills and manufacturing plants with big coal boilers won't be able to meet the tight deadlines for cleanup. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
Bump up in existing home sales last month. Sales of existing homes rose 2.7%, according to the National Association of Realtors. Another down day on Wall Street amid the concerns about the situation in Libya. The Dow dropped 107 points today. You're listening to NPR. Newly elected Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel had a message for voters today. Former White House Chief of Staff, who handily defeated five opponents in the mayoral race there, saying he is grateful for the opportunity to make a fresh start on problems facing the city. Emanuel takes office in mid-May. He won 55% of the vote in yesterday's race, avoiding a runoff that would have been held in April. Emanuel takes the reins of a city that is in deep financial trouble and faces problems including an understaffed police department and poorly performing schools. Apple shareholders have voted down a proposal that would have forced the company to say how it will replace chief executive Steve Jobs. We get that story from NPR's Jim Zaroli.
Jobs has been on medical leave since last month, and so he didn't attend the annual shareholders meeting at Apple headquarters in Silicon Valley. But his role at the company was on everyone's mind. Among the items on the agenda was a proposal that would have forced Apple to spell out details of its succession planning. The company has been criticized for not being more open about Jobs' health over the years, and there are major questions about what will happen when Jobs leaves. Apple officials have said they have a succession plan, but they argued that revealing it would make recruiting top talent harder. Shareholders did approve a second resolution that requires board members to be approved by majority vote when they're running unopposed. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, San Francisco.
According to Boston-based Fidelity Investments, one of the nation's biggest holders of 401k retirement plans, the amount of money in those plans reached a record in the fourth quarter of last year. That's as some smaller employers started to play catch-up. Fidelity says an analysis of 11 million accounts showed the average 401k balance at $71,500 at the end of December. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.